Where was when you had your first child? Where was she born?
Well, we're still on the farm when she was born.
Still in Cedartown?
Yes, she was born. We moved close to, it's close to Lion Branch, Georgia.
Did the doctor come out, or did you have a...
Yeah, the doctor come.
Come out to the house?
Mm-hmm.
Did you have a hard time having her? She was your first?
No, not bad. About a half a day.
Mm-hmm. So then you just had her when you moved to Alabama?
And, you mean when I moved here?
When you moved to Alabama, to Vigo? Did you just have one?
I had two,
Her and David?
Her and David.
You already had... Do you have David when you lived in Cedartown, too?
He was born in Fullwood. When Martin was here, born.
Mm-hmm. So you had both of them when you moved to Alabama?
Yeah.
Did you have a hard time taking them and leaving so much when you had little babies?
And my oldest child started school in Georgia. She went to, we lived in Rome. I had a brother that lived in Rome. We was living up there.
Mm-hmm.
She went to school in Georgia the first year.
Mm-hmm.
And David, my second son, started school at Raglan over. Last year they had so much polio, and school didn't start till October. It was supposed to start in September. They didn't start it on account of the polio.
Oh, but they had a lot of polio?
Yeah, that's when they knew what to do for it.
Mm-hmm. But none of your kids ever got polio, did they?
Mm-hmm.
So they didn't start school until October?
In the lower grades, I started the high school.
Mm-hmm.
We live right close to the school.
Mm-hmm. When y'all, did the railroad move all your furniture and stuff when y'all moved?
Yeah, we could move it on a boxcar.
Mm-hmm. A boxcar?
But one time we moved. When Polly was a little bit, she was 2 months old, we moved to, from Piedmont to Birmingham in a truck. We got somebody moved.
Mm-hmm.
She was a month or two old.
Mm-hmm. When did y'all move here to Watts Fly then? After y'all lived in Raglan?
Yeah.
Move from Raglan to here.
Yeah.
Did y'all move your stuff in a boxcar then?
Yeah.
What kind of house did y'all have here?
Had a big house, Section 9 house.
Did you have a fireplace?
Had a place. You had a fireplace, but we used a heater.
Mm-hmm.
To heat, and one in the kitchen and one in the living room.
Mm-hmm.
Those houses was cold because they didn't put insulation in the houses.
Mm-hmm.
But they're real good houses.
You remember when the schools they started segregating the schools.
Yeah, I remember when it was. I don't know what day it was.
It was 1954. You remember what it was like? And it was a lot of people around here that didn't want to do that? Or did they? Did you want
them? I don't think they wanted them to. They didn't ever have no black children go to Cold City School.
Mm-hmm.
All the ones that were around here went to Cold City, went to Fair City. They had a school in Fair City.
Mm-hmm. They had their own school.
Yeah, I remember going to see their band.
Mm-hmm.
I remember one thing that kicked their feet up so high. The was having a good band when they marched. Mm-hmm.
Did you care if they segregated the school?
None of mine went to go with them. Mm-hmm. Wish y'all did, but that was done after.
Well, all your kids always through school. Yeah, so your kids never went to school with us.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember when President Kennedy was assassinated?
Yeah.
What were you doing?
That's the beauty shop. Getting my hair set.
Yeah.
I don't remember that much about it. We watched it on TV. Mm-hmm. And that's all you could see for two or three days.
Was everybody shocked?
Yeah.
Upset about it?
A lot of them was. And I remember when they bombed them churches in Birmingham.
In Birmingham?
And then little girls got killed.
Mm-hmm. You remember that happened?
Yeah, we was, mother was working in Birmingham. She got out of her roommate, and we lived down there for about 3 months. And then we'd come back home on weekend.
Oh.
Because your papa was working in Birmingham.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard that bombs, I thought there's firecrackers or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Then when we'd come home every Friday night, go back on Sunday evening.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember going back to Birmingham and there was a soul on the streets and everybody's off the streets.
Seems crazy.
Yeah.
Did y'all have a lot of, y'all knew a lot about people around here, didn't you?
Yeah. I knew all these lived down this way. Then out and over.
Well, they didn't know. Did they get into all that, or they?
Nah.
No, they wouldn't know. Manitoba or anything like that.
That was just in the big cities, huh?
Mm-hmm.
But they, I do remember them placing a law, you couldn't carry a razor blade or nothing in the purse. Also, black people carried the same. They had razor blades in their purse.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they let anybody take them.
Mm.
I'm supposed to.
Yeah. You remember when women started voting? I know it was 1920.
Black people.
Yeah. Either one you want to talk about.
I believe it. When they changed the age of the white people was first one.
Well, black...
Nobody can vote until they're 21.
Yeah. Well, black men got the vote before women did. Women were the last.
I think white women weren't supposed to vote either.
Huh?
I was finished.
Okay.
The white women weren't supposed to vote either, I don't think.
No.
I don't know what it was.
So after they got the vote, well, you wasn't up when they won the vote, you wasn't old enough to vote. Then, like,
wasn't that long ago?
1920. When they won the vote. You been voting since you was 21?
No.
You didn't start voting. How old was it? When did you start voting?
We lived over here. They had the election over in the store. We were in the store. They had an election in there.
They had the voting.
They didn't have the voting machines in. They just a bunch of come work. The election had them around at the school houses.
Mm-hmm.
But over here, they had to go up to the. All around here, they come to the post, to our store.
Did you vote then?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You remember your dad, when you was living at home, did your dad vote? Or do you remember?
No, I never did.
I don't know
what I had that.
Mm-hmm.
but I know that that when I went to register, when you register, don't matter where the movie at. Everybody around here would come to the store. There'd be a store full, and they'd give me $5 for that. Having it in there.
Really?
It's already handed my trade, I guess. That wasn't much to give. They didn't have the machines like they got
now. Yeah.
I never had a bold young one of those.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote it absent. What do you call it? Absent.
Absentee.
I lived in apartments. Mm-hmm. 1 year. I had to bury it out and send it in.
Mm-hmm.
I could avoid that way this year.
What do you remember about the Depression?
I just remember you couldn't get very much of anything. When the meat man always, Miss Allison run that store then, Security Allison. And I remember going to the store on Tuesday morning, that's when the meat truck run. And that, of course, back then people sold, bought lard, you know. She cut 4 pound of lard in two. That each one have a 2 pound lard is all you could get.
Mm-hmm.
And so much meat, you just get so much. There wasn't enough for everybody.
Yeah. What did y'all, what were those tokens?
They were just little, they weren't silver, they just made up something that looked like silver. You've probably seen them.
Yeah.
That you had to have a certain number amount to buy anything.
Those tokens, where'd you get those tokens from?
Where did you go? They come out at the stores, as far as I know. Maybe they had a certain place to pick them up. I wouldn't.
Papa always take care of the money.
Yeah, most of the time. We did for a long time. We didn't put our money in the bank, though. Side of the wood. Probably managed better, but had it in the bank. We just paid cash for it.
Yeah.
But it wasn't on a credit like this now. If you have the money, you can get it.
Mm-hmm.
The first living room suit I ever bought during that wartime, you couldn't buy good stuff. I had a couch that didn't have no springs in it. That's pretty, but that's hard to sit on.
Yeah.
You couldn't buy them a spring.
Mm-hmm.
Or they used that metal, whatever it was, to send overseas.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything else you remember that you want to talk about in your life?
Sugar was one of the main things, just last year, too. And coffee.
Sugar and coffee?
Shoes and overalls. They didn't make nothing but blue jeans. Like I said, they can make them in less material than they do. Jeans, all of the boys had wear jeans. I know David liked to wear overalls. I remember David fussing because he couldn't have little overalls with pockets in them. I couldn't buy them. And I got him a toys. They're all made out of wood. Metal things like they do now. They're made out of walker and they're made out of wood, solid wood.
Did you, you didn't ever work out of a, ever have a job outside of the home? Except for the store.
I worked at mining when me and all went off to war. There's a lot of women went worked to find them. A lot of black people in them worked to find them.
So they make it by them?
It's a war place.
War
it's
materials.
A national depot.
Yeah.
Well, I think they hired a lot of women there.
A lot of women went to work there?
Yeah.
She didn't have to. Most of them, they go because they had to or because they wanted to.
Well, they just worked in there. Didn't have enough children.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had all I could do. With four kids.
Yeah. Your sister that didn't ever marry, she just stayed at home until she died?
No, she worked after they moved her on.
What'd she work?
She worked at a place. I guess it's something like where Carol works.
Yeah.
And covered furniture and stuff.
Yeah.
Something like that place in Beach.
Mm-hmm.
She worked there all the time. She gave me a quilt top one time I made out of that cloth.
That she used it with?
Straps they give them.
Mm-hmm.
My brother worked in stove hammer. Where they make stoves.
Mm-hmm.
These iron skids back then and there. I think they all closed down.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. Ovens and stoves.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, made stoves, heaters and things.
You never, did you ever learn to drive?
Hmm.
Did you ever learn to drive a car?
Mm-hmm. I never did want to.
You never been able to drive?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Papa will take you where you need
yeah.
to go?
Well, all over me most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
I got grown.
Thank you for letting me do it,
my third.